What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
What do you call the... If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's a pretty necklace, or else that's a pretty something of beads.
Pearls.
Yeah, but what of pearls? That's it.
Stones.
Pardon?
Pearls.
Yeah, you would say it's a pretty, would you say it's a pretty strand or pair or string?
That's right. What? Pretty pair of pearls.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat the other one up.
Uh-huh. Now, but it really beat him up so bad that you'd have to use a strong word to say it.
I don't know. I don't use them.
Would you say he whooped on him?
That's right. That's
it. What would you say?
He beat on him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he squats down?
His ankles.
When he goes like this, kind of like this, would you say he's sitting back on his
ankles?
You eat.
Huh? Y'all been eating for me? No, I ain't. Y'all ain't tell me that I eat. I want me some meat.
I thought you
wanted
some more turnip.
I eat a pound of turnip. Leave me a few cabbages.
Okay.
What are some words that you would use to mean a stingy person?
I would just say, he's just too stingy. Either he's too tight.
Okay. You might say he's really a...
stingy person.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say that he really looks...
awful.
Would it be a different word if it were a woman that you were talking about instead of a man?
Well, it would be a little different. I just say she's awful.
What would you say when a woman was wearing her very best clothes?
Well, I would just say she's dressed nice.
You'd say she's really...
dressed nice.
Okay. If it were a man...
I say he's really dressed nice.
What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well?
Well, I would just say they can get around good.
Okay. You'd say he certainly,
For his age, can get around good for his age.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is?
Well, I would say she's just lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill? Goes like this.
Beemot.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass, sort of like a cricket, but another one?
Hippocrates.
What do you call it when somebody or something goes out of control? You might say that car skidded on the ice and went like this on the highway. Mm-hmm. What would you say to describe it?
Well, I would just say that car skidded on the ice, and that's all I know.
How?
I would just say it slipped on ice, or either skidded on ice.
And he went?
Went out of control.
Uh-huh. And when he was out of control and he was going like this, how would you describe that motion?
It's twisting and turning.
Thank you.